This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Stop. We don't need that.
Yeah, you
don't.
Yeah.
We don't do that for this.
Not yet.
No.
Yeah. Have you not done one of these? Drugs?
Have you not been in?
Apparently not.
Okay. Okay. All right. We don't
first
need the
timer.
Song for it
because we do it for the episode.
It's like a pre.
We do it for the episode.
When yes, if and when we elect to do an episode,
yeah.
If we decide to use you, we will absolutely. You'll hear the whole song.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what? I guess we've looked at your
thank you
resume.
For being early,
no,
first
thank,
of all.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, really
course.
Early.
Of course.
Really early.
So this just doesn't air. This.
Yeah. No. Well, first, I guess we've been looking over some of your stuff.
Okay.
Some cool stuff. We wonder, what is it that makes you think you would be the right guest for our show?
He likes to, I'm sorry, he likes to get right into it. Okay. I want to say
no, you,
thank you so much for coming. Thank you for being
of course,
here.
Traffic can we be really a bitch this time of day.
Yeah,
I live on the west side, so it is.
Yeah.
It's a long drive.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I've known you guys for a long time, so it's my pleasure to be here. And
absolutely.
To,
yes, in a different context. Yes. In a different context you have.
And, yeah. and context is important in this case because you are, it was like Sean, I was looking through some of your stuff, which I thought was like so funny.
Some
like,
of it was great.
Some of it was
yeah.
really interesting.
Even stuff that wasn't for me, I really respected what you were doing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But I don't see you on like the podcast. Like,
well, I don't get asked a lot. I don't get asked.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
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 And why do you think
we're happy
that is,
to be,
or, yeah.
you know, we're the first one through the wall on that.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
we've broken a lot of podcast mm-hmm. guests.
Well, that's why, I mean, I think that's why I appreciate the opportunity to kind of let me show my wares and see if this could possibly go somewhere.
Yeah.
All it takes is one person giving me a chance.
5 years, where do you see yourself podcast-wise? Just podcast-wise.
I mean, definitely not, you know, not in Marin.
Not where don't
category.
You see, your, not okay. where don't you see yourself though?
Where don't I see it?
Where
I mean,
do
I don't
you...
see myself doing no podcasts.
Okay.
If that's the question, I feel like,
yeah,
you know, there's a, it might be niche, but I'll be out there.
The mention of Marin, and I'm not calling you out, but I just wonder if the breadth of knowledge of podcasts is not really there.
I don't know a lot of podcasts.
Okay, and so that's what I was maybe picking up from Marin being, so like when I hear Marin, I'm saying, okay, maybe this guy doesn't know a huge amount of podcasts,
really?
Which
yeah.
by the way, is
fine.
And that fresh perspective can be really nice for our show, especially.
Would,
we
by
love
the way,
that.
I would love to be his assistant. The marinade. Get it? Marinade, it's a word like a, you know, like a sauce.
Yes.
See,
and
this is the
and
kind
no,
of
that,
stuff I
yeah.
can deliver.
You
can,
no, that's really nice. And
you
Jordan,
could absolutely do that. And Jordan loved it. And Jordan
thank
does
you.
A lot of Comedy Bang Bang episodes. They would do, obviously, that joke.
I want 5 from you.
He's been holding up
no,
his hand
I'm so sorry.
For a high five.
Yeah.
For,
I'm so sorry.
God, it was a really
that's my
long
fault.
Time.
I got too excited. I got more than just marinade.
No, absolutely.
Sure.
No, and I wouldn't want you to show it all in the interview, but a little more.
But Joe Rogan has a podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Uh-huh. He's very popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you into nootropics or any kind of brain enhancing?
I don't know what
mushroom coffee.
I mean mushrooms. I've done mushrooms, but I don't.
Well, no,
oh, is
well,
nootropic?
Which one?
The oh geez,
chaga, lion's mane.
Oh man, are they got names?
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Psychedelic mushrooms have names. Magic mushrooms. I just call them magic mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't even do that. I just call them shrooms. The most efficient way.
Shorthand, and that's great. And
are there really
personal
names
environment, but for the podcast listener, right? They can't see us. They don't have all the context. So we try to use full names of the different psilocybin magic mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like chaga, lion's mane, and the like. A third example, of course, that Hayes I'm sure has.
Yes. There's the the baby Papa Bellas.
And this sort of thing, okay. If this was the podcast, I'd say we'll edit this out. But yeah. Of course, it's just the interview.
Yeah.
But we love to
sit down.
I don't
know as much about the shrooms as you two very obviously do. So
that's not.
Maybe I do have a ways to go.
That's not a requirement. Okay. But we just, we love to have guests on the show, but it has to be the right guest.
Yeah.
And we do this with everyone, by the way. This isn't like, oh, we have to interview Will.
Okay.
Just to see if he'll be good. Like,
you swear that you don't, that you do this to everyone. That everybody's got to jump through this hoop.
Yes. Everybody. And even when they come back again, a lot of times they'll have to re-interview.
Who are examples of people that you have brought in here who you've not allowed to do the show?
Who have interviewed and not been able to make it to the actual...
What's the guy, Match Point, the ghost from The Beautiful Mind, Vision?
Mm-hmm. Paul Bettany?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Paul, sweetheart, not going to sniff the mic on this podcast.
Which you have to do.
Which you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we'd love to hear you just sniff the mic right now.
That's really nice.
That's
and again,
nice.
We got to get him in with this coronavirus thing. We have to get the, our
gotta
big
sniff
sniffs
it
in
now.
It's. Do you know if somebody had hidden Paul and then exposed Paul?
Mm-hmm.
That person would be a Paul bearer.
And now that is another exposure? Famous, that's
not as
famous.
Good as marinade. It's not as good as marinade.
But it's similar.
Yeah.
And you did say you had
it's
more.
Really
I didn't
close.
Know it was more on that exact same thing. But again, this is, I think, more about trying to get to know you rather than hearing.
I wouldn't
the
feel pressure to be like so funny and doing like Paul Bearer and like.
So just be conversational.
I would say just be yourself.
Okay.
Now, you had a question, I think, that you wanted answered, just like why he thinks.
Yeah, Bill, why do you think you're the right fit just for this show? What is it that drew you to us? I mean, it's an interview for us, too, right? Do you like what we are doing?
I do like what you're doing, and it's not an interview for you. You passed my test. I just like the youth and enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. You guys have always... just struck me as fun and handsome. Handsome, just good. Like, you know what you are? You're people I would like to have be my brother-in-law. I want you to marry my sister. She's married, so don't get any ideas.
Okay.
But if her husband ever dies.
50%, yeah.
Which is, you know, possibility.
This
you
is kind of interesting.
Especially with
then I would like to set you up with my sister. Do you guys?
I know you're not saying that you have like a brother-in-law now that you want to have killed.
No,
I'd love funny.
Him. But you feel like it's
this.
A spot that could be an upgrade. Because that
don't
happens.
Don't put words in
where
my
you
mouth.
Go. This
don't.
Is a space in my life that could be occupied by a real a plus.
No, mm-hmm. Don't put words in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great brother-in-law, but mm-hmm. like,
room for
you just want to be prepared.
Yeah.
For any eventuality.
Okay.
Okay.
Not eventuality, for any...
certainty.
Eventuality.
Mm-hmm.
Eventuality.
Do we want to drop Bill into some...
Do we just want to do one?
Do we want to just...
Do one what?
Well, let's...
Just run
let's try
it.
An episode scenario that could happen just so we see how it feels on its feet, you know?
Yes.
Sure. So now would be a time to use... the theme song.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, just so you know, it is Will. So just, I've heard a couple bills. And if we're making an announcement, you know, if you're introducing me, it's Will.
That is actually, so this is so interesting. That is actually the same name, basically. Like you can say Bill. This is so funny.
That's why I didn't stop it. As conversationally, it was fine because I knew you were looking at me and, and I, you know, it's got the ill.
Is it short for William?
Short for Willis.
Willis.
And in fact, I used to be Billy until I was... Should we save this for the...
For in the show?
This is really good.
This would be probably our best episode if we had got that conversation in the show. We didn't play the song, but... But yeah, I mean, so okay, Mr. Well, Will.
I'm going to assume that I'm going to come up with other gold stuff. So let me just say the rest of this then.
Great.
Used to be Billy until I was about 5 years old. And then I got teased at school because of Billie Jean King was a very popular tennis player at the time. Powerful tennis player. And you know, I thought I came home and I was, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't want to have a girl's name. Mm-hmm. I want a boy's name. From now on, I'm Will.
Yeah.
So that's how, you know, that's.
Now I'm wondering if that's
even good for the show.
Well, that's why my instinct too. That's why I said it before you did the theme.
Yes, yes.
That was smart. That was a great instinct to get that off before we started actually doing the show.
Yeah, doing some, you know,
and also
pre exercises, making sure that my mouth can say all the sounds in the English language.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to get into territory where our guests are saying like they don't want to be called the same name as like a lesbian. Because in fact, what we should is I didn't want to be called.
Hey, somebody
call me.
Call me.
Yeah.
Oh no, no. This is to show you the growth of me as a person. Like, you know, super homophobic 5 year old, and now I'm this evolved adult who's like, hey, bring it on me. You know, call me Cynthia. I don't care.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And is that a famous lesbian?
That had nothing to do with Cynthia Nixon. Yeah.
Okay, is that okay?
It doesn't matter.
No. That's okay.
Call me.
To me, it doesn't matter.
Margaret, call me, you know, princess. Call me papaya. I don't know. It's just a word. It's just a name. Okay. It's like,
no, it doesn't
it's who
matter.
You are. It's what comes from your heart.
No, why do I call this a cup, right? Why do I call this cup?
Because other people call
it cup?
For years.
Yeah,
for,
because it's
history.
Something you understand. But to me, do I care what it's called? Yeah. No, this could be Cynthia Nixon. To me, this could be, let me have a Cynthia Nixon of water.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what Billy was. That's what Billy was.
And that's what Billy was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not why you were pissed.
What's what Billy was?
Billy was just like the cup. Just like I didn't care. It was just a thing that happened.
But you did change your entire name.
I did change my name.
Transform your identity. Yeah. And then when I brought that back, that memory, you got actually pretty pissed at me.
No, this was a learned anger from past experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Don't go there.
Okay. And we're not. And I'm not there. And was that Trump that just showed up?
Did Trump just show up? That would be because that would be huge.
Huge.
You're fired.
I can't believe we didn't
play
that
theme song. You're fired. Get out of here. I'm Mick Mulvaney. Hi, it's Donald J. Trump. J stands for John. Not anything longer than John.
Wow.
Just John.
So cool to just not right up top be like, here are like the impressions that I could.
Well, no, I know.
It's like start.
I brought it up.
You know, go up the ramp and then jump the river like Evel Knievel.
Damn, dude.
So let's do one.
Let's rock it.
Yeah. So we start with like, okay, stop. Yeah. We start, you know, we're like telling, we're in the process of telling a story.
And should we even do this anymore, this part?
Well, for this, for the run through, we can do it.
Yeah.
But going forward, we can talk about whether or not to keep doing that. But now I think we should keep doing it.
But I think we should stop.
So we're going up and down the aisles with the thing.
No, not lost.
We're selling we're at the baseball game.
Yeah,
selling rare coins.
Yes,
we're yelling. It's me and Maurice.
Maurice Lefay.
And we're yelling out like rare coins here.
Mm-hmm. Get your rare coins
from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Coins with Muppets on them. And then I'm looking at these. I'm like, these don't look like. I don't recognize these Muppets. These aren't.
They're Japanese
kind
Muppets.
Of like,
or
I
they're,
guess maybe yeah. they're Japanese Muppets. I didn't know they had different ones. I feel like they were just
fake
Muppets.
I don't want to. I don't know what is safe necessarily in terms of even guessing a Japanese Muppet's name. Do you know what I mean? Like if I say
you
like
should guess one.
If, like if I
is
w-
it
said
rude
like
not to guess
Kermito-san or something? Like is that?
Oh, that's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because it's like so the most basic, uninteresting guess.
Right. But if I were to do like a really good guess, it probably would be sort of dangerous.
But
what? Were you? Did you want to?
No, we can just
guess
get,
one.
No, let's say let's introduce the show. We'll
let's
say
get, okay. We have a guest.
Yeah. Well, let's say this. Okay. Welcome to Hollywood welcome Handbook, Hollywood Insider's Guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways
of this industry we call showbiz. What up? What up?
Will Forte is
Will
here.
Will Forte.
Hey.
Hey.
What's
Mr.
up,
Will?
Dude.
Not much. How are you?
Yeah.
Doing great. Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You know, my name used to be Billy. Till I was five.
Okay, I feel a story coming on.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was teased at school because of Billie Jean King being, you know, a very popular tennis player at the time. And, you know, she's obviously a woman.
Yeah. Oh, Billie Jean's not my tennis player.
Yes. She's just right? a woman who has the same name as... I do,
my son, as you did.
She's a woman.
Yeah.
And at the age of five, I'm not okay with that. Because, you know, I got teased at school as a young man. So okay, I came home and said,
I'm stepping outside of it for one second and we will get right back in. I do not want to get back into the whole, now that I'm hearing it again, the whole... like the lesbian's name is repellent to me thing. Like I don't.
Oh no. I'm saying
it's honestly, I mean this genuinely. It's not for us. We'll be fine. It is for you.
This had nothing to do with sexuality, by the way.
No, I know.
This is just like, you know, just, you know, weird stuff as a kid.
Yeah, calling it weird stuff is like so dangerous.
No, okay. Look, you're...
And I may have primed the pump. You know, I'm here guessing Japanese Muppets names, I'm kind of saying like we're one of these podcasts that does walk on the edge. And we do touch the third rail.
No, I know, but I think you're presupposing that that's where I'm going with this.
Well, no, I'm not. So I think we'll keep doing the show that we have been doing. For a few years now, a couple years, we do know what works.
Okay.
And what I think in this case is the same story. I love the area. The setup to me was like mouthwatering, but just a different reason.
Okay.
Completely different reason. Okay. So let's do theme song. Hit it. And that should be the only button. There shouldn't be any resetting or anything. Thank you. And then we just cut it out.
Cut it out.
Yep, story. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Insider's Guide. Will Forte is our guest today. What's up, dude?
Used to be Billy.
Holy shit.
It's very fast.
But I came home one day because I'm like, I want to be named Will because Will is a name. It basically is like inner strength. It's also... there's I believe that Lady Di, Princess Diana, will name her son that. I want to be in that crowd.
Now and that, okay.
Will Wheaton.
You believed at the time, at age five, that Princess Diana would name her son William.
I had The Shining as a child.
Let me get some of this runoff from Princess Diana's son's name. I mean, that's a lot of foresight.
Yeah.
And you want, and not only did you believe that would happen,
I might have provided him with some, you know.
Right. It's an exchange. Yeah.
Okay. And also Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
What, and he was.
He was in Star Trek The Next Generation.
When you were five?
No,
you were anticipating Will Wheaton as well.
49 years old. Okay. Oh, yeah. This is all anticipation. This is all ESP. Or, you know.
Were you using this for lots of stuff or was it mostly for
just pick a new
the
name.
Names people would have in the
and
future?
And not really even
it's
a new
all
name.
Name related.
Let
it's
me ask
how
you
I
this.
I came up with my name. Everything else. I mean, I would have played the lottery if I had those kinds of talents.
As you're envisioning Will Wheaton in Star Trek The Next Generation,
yes.
You're 5 years old. Are you thinking, are you saying like, wow, this is what the future will look like? Are you, or were you able to understand?
Thank you for using the word will and will look like, what the future will look like.
Yeah.
See, it's all signs point to that name. Mm. And it's like, yes, yes, the answer is yes. And it's also, so
you
like
didn't think,
double,
oh, this is a TV show. You're like, this is how we are going to live. This vision that you're having of this little kid in a Star Trek.
Did you or did you think you were seeing the future?
Like a future king.
Or a set from the future.
Well, I thought that I was seeing just a bunch of parallel universes with one touch point. So it was that this was that point when they all intersect. So it's the future, it's the past, and it is the present.
Yeah.
Present.
Present. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why they call it the present.
And that's, yes.
Yeah.
Because it's a touch
gift
point
to all of us. You know, to be here in the now.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Talk about some of these movies. Come on. I mean, like, you've did all these movies.
You're going to keep it a secret?
Oh, my oeuvre?
Yeah.
What's one of these? Come on.
What's one
you're
of these?
Beer Fest. On us.
I was in Beer Fest.
Oh.
Yep.
It was drinking.
The greatest beer in all the world.
Okay. And favorite favorite lizard. Jay, Steve, Kevin.
I love them all. I love
them
all.
No, you must pick.
Oh, love them
all. You have to pick your favorite lizard.
Tear the tail off the lizard.
Kevin Heffernan, Steve Lemmy, Jay Chandrasekharan, Doug. Gotta be a Doug in there.
I love all of them. All of them. They were very, very nice guys. They were very fun.
We'll come back to this. This is an over.
But I noticed, nobody invited you to do a Tacoma FD, which is what they're doing now.
No, they did not. And that's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit.
You already have the mustache kind of that they have on the poster.
And they did not invite me. And that's, that rips me up. But I'm still like, I'm here. I'm here. And if asked, I will do it. That makes me mad. But I love those guys as people. And I had a great I had a really fun time.
We were in
Albuquerque, and it was just a really delightful time. They're very, very nice guys. That was a long time ago. It was like 15, 16 years ago.
Boy, want to feel old.
Want to feel old.
And you couldn't do that today.
Beer Fest? No.
Never. Never, ever let you do this.
With this friend?
Never let you do Beer Fest.
What?
This is the way it is now. You're not getting Beer Fest made.
What?
It's sad.
It's sad.
Like
you're saying that
the culture,
like,
I mean, to be a movie in the theaters now, it's got to be a big Avengers movie or something. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, like,
dude, not even. But like, yes. But I'm also saying, like, they're not letting you do that. Like Beer Fest, some of the stuff, chugging brewskis. Okay. On screen?
Have you seen that since?
Have you ever seen
a movie that is that much about beer?
Because I had like a DivX file.
Since Beer Fest came out, have you ever seen another movie since then that is almost, the whole thing is about beer?
No, and I will say that is the most beer that I've ever seen in any movie, and I think we all stand behind that.
Can't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's another one of these? Boy. You've done a couple of these movies.
Did a movie called Brothers Solomon.
Don't hold on.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Brothers Solomon.
And Matt Damon are joined at the hip.
Yep. Me and Matt Damon,
Siamese
Brothers Solomon,
twins.
Go get it on DVD. Go get it on Super 8. No, it was me and Will Arnett, and it was
Fable. But so something of a modern fable.
The world. What?
It was something of a modern fable.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Who's the dad?
Who is the dad?
Who plays
Lee
their
Majors.
Dad?
Oh, Lee Majors.
Mm.
Yeah. $6 Million Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dead?
No, he's still alive.
You're sure?
I'm not positive, but I'm not even sure my dad is alive right now. But he is.
Okay, so we're getting
I'm just saying I didn't talk to my dad today.
Okay.
So
no, let's
step out.
Let's step out.
I mean,
and that was going okay.
Yeah. What was that?
How'd that feel? Yeah, but what was going at on the end. With major stuff.
And that you're not sure that your dad is alive?
I'm just saying at any second, life can change, and that could be in any universe. So
this, you okay. have like this, like this, like universe stuff.
Yeah.
It's not accessible for our listeners. A lot of our audience is babies.
Or Triverse? What's wrong with the universe?
Well, but it seems like you're talking about really a multiverse.
Yeah. No, I guess I am.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to just drill down on the dad thing, because I am just like putting like different pieces together. Earlier, you were sort of implying that you wanted someone to kill your brother-in-law.
No, that's not true. That's your own bag.
You said you were not only that, but you were trying to set up one of us to be ready to marry your sister in the event.
Because I think you guys are great guys.
His death.
Yes, it was an offer.
If it's not my sister, I'll start looking for single women for you guys to be with. Or are you guys gay? Or you?
Yeah, the gay stuff.
I have some wonderful gay friends.
Fine if I was, but I am married.
Oh, you're married.
I am.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. How about you? Are you married?
I'm also married.
Yeah. Yeah. Also married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I am married to her.
Yeah.
But she is
both
not married
to women.
I am. Yes. Yeah.
I am her husband. She is not my wife. This new kind of Carrie Ann Moss from.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And so, it's interesting. You would bring up obviously Billie Jean King 3 or 4 times in the show. I am married to Steffi Graf. I have not. We have not. Shared residence for some time.
Wait, are Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi still married?
Well, that's...
Were they married?
Thanks, Will.
That's a whole...
Thanks, Will. That's...
Oh,
great.
So you're not joking.
I love to talk about that. Yeah, because it's...
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's a little uncomfortable because Andre is... He's really settled in there. And I've talked about this before.
So
that's not interesting.
No. That is very interesting. But I'm just saying, like, if there were if Steffi Graf had a family reunion with all the Grafs, and they each had to take an exam there, that would be if there were a bunch of her family members.
Okay, yeah.
That would be called a polygraph test. Can we slice the marinade joke out from the?
Can we plug
that
it in here? You're worried about not being able to
get back there
to that level.
Okay, wait.
Joke.
No. But I thought that was good, and it would fit into this area. So
it
just go like
it would. Yes.
I love Marc Maron. Yeah. And then we don't even have to say the rest. You can slice that.
And we'll lay just grab it over what we already right have, here. Which is that grab you'd love you to be his assistant.
Yeah.
Andrea Jordan is nodding like she could do that. It will not sound like that. When it like comes out, she'll be like, here it is, but it
lay
will.
Lay it for you fresh. So
she's not going to get Mark, this either.
So no, I don't have a lot of experience with podcasts, but why would I want to be here? Because it's like I love Marin level podcast. God, I forget how it was. But like, I love Marc Maron. He's great. But you know, it'd be awesome to follow him around and be his assistant for a while. Love to be a marinade.
Ha, ha, ha. That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. We got it.
Got a high five.
Yeah. And the high five was quicker, which is good.
And it was quicker.
So we
could have been much slower.
We jumped off this really quickly, but so there was the brother-in-law thing, which okay, fine, whatever. But then the thing, like, you don't know whether or not your dad is still alive, and it's just making me wonder if, like, doing this now at this time, you're very insistent on doing the show at this specific time slot, not a normal one for us. And I wonder if this is like you wanted to establish being here at a certain
if it's an alibi if the podcast
I, like,
itself
I don't want to say
is
I just like the way you
the
say
police.
Like the out of nowhere that you I don't even know whether or not my dad is still alive, which like first of all if you're trying to do an alibi
are
say that he is still alive.
Are your parents still living, both of them?
Yeah,
yes, they are.
Yes, okay. Pretty much.
How about you? Still living, both your parents?
Yeah.
Still alive?
Yeah,
okay. Pretty much.
Yeah. Jeez. And I know
we're
you
freaking
know
lucky.
Yeah,
I have a lot of friends whose parents have passed.
Yeah,
freaking good.
Yeah,
brother-in-law. So,
and
alive,
if this is like, this seems like
just like now you're taking on this persona of like guy who loves when parents are alive. And it's not for me a rich comedy podcast area. It feels like for you it's very important because of something else that's maybe going on.
Are we back out of an episode and into the interview again?
And this is why I feel the interview is going so poorly. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Hollywood Handbook. Whoa.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
So here's what I think we do.
Okay. Yeah,
great. We run it back. We do. And again, this is all just dry run, but new Billy story.
Okay.
Just to reset.
Just a palate cleanser. New Billy story, whatever. Blue sky it.
And then different movies. Completely everything new. If we can do that. And also a name joke in there would be great.
Do we want to set a timer and we'll just have maybe 3 minutes, like I'm 3 minutes late, and just hear what kind of small talk Will might make with you prior to the podcast starting if I was late?
For 3 minutes?
Should I be incorporating these things that he's talking about into that 3 minutes?
I'm just saying, like, something that happens with guests, sometimes one of us is here, one of us isn't. And I like to sort of rehearse, like, is that going to feel okay? Or is it going to set us off?
Yeah. This is great. Then what if you, when you rush in, and I don't want to, this is your podcast, but this would be fun to do, to incorporate his notes.
Yeah.
To come in, do the pre thing. She runs the thing once you get in here, and then we start the show and I do the things that he wants.
Okay. Yeah. That could be cool. That could be cool.
Yeah.
Checks all the boxes.
You think 3 minutes is too long? What are you looking for?
Maybe
90 seconds?
If you could get here in time, that would be 90 seconds would be great.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay. So there's no theme song for this part.
Okay.
And this is just like before the show. And so you're going to leave. Okay.
Okay.
This is part of it.
That's part of the show.
This is part of it. Okay. And we'll shut this.
Well, where is he? Where's Sean?
Well, let's just do it like it's a normal.
But does he know? Has anybody talked to him? Is he okay?
This is not a normal, like, first thing to say. He's right outside.
Hey, so sorry.
He showed up. Oh, good. I thought you. I was nervous about you.
Sorry.
Hi.
I had a big opportunity, actually.
Oh, what was it?
Yeah, it's to host like a cooking show, like a really mean cooking show.
You had to do that. You had that the opportunity to do that, and you did it, or.
The opportunity, I had to go and really insult a lot of people's, like, pots and pans and kitchens and stuff.
Oh, my God, this, like, great cruel name for it.
Oh.
Shots fried. It interchanges the I and the R.
Yeah,
same letter.
Yeah.
Shots fried.
If I get it, I will send that upstairs.
You
will? And I'm... Deserve it. I was late. I walk in. I'm getting roasted. No.
And look, Sean, you were a little bit late. We had a pretty smooth conversation before this. Yeah. I think that you're on the outs.
Would you rather I do it without me?
Well, why don't we test you out and see if you still got what it takes?
Okay.
Okay.
Run the theme song, please, now.
Okay. You got it.
You got it who? Boss, please.
Okay, boss. Yep, boss.
And we're telling the story.
Hey, and we're here in the Hollywood name of the podcast, and we're talking. We brought in Sean here a little bit late. He was a little bit late. Let's see how he does.
Hi, hi. So happy to be here, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Will, thank you for doing the show. How's your family?
They're all very alive and great. Alive and kicking.
I don't know that one.
That's a Simple Minds song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was around the time, probably the same album as
Don't You. Yeah.
Forget about me.
Don't.
That's how I sing.
That's how you would sing?
To the beat of the rhythm of the night. Dance until the morning light. Forget about the worries on your mind. You can leave them all behind.
That really takes me somewhere. It's so confident. It really feels like instructions when you sing it like that.
Thank you.
It could get lost otherwise.
Every show, you know, we start out with like a funny, like, childhood story. Anything like funny from when you were a kid, like a name you used to have.
Always had the same name. Okay. Just Will. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing fun. No fun name stories for me.
I had a mean cooking show audition earlier. Is there any names come to mind for that?
I don't know. It's up to the people who name it. It's not my show, so I'm not
sure. Of course, it is, and of course, it is up to them. Yes, it's their show, but it could be funny to try to come up with what a name would be.
Oh, so you know what that could run on that show? If it's funny to try something, it could be on Funnier Try. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you
shots fired.
And that's on Funnier Try.
Funnier Try. Coming to Funnier Try.
I'm clicking try every time.
You can pick try.
I'm always clicking try.
It could be funny and try at the same time. So it's tough.
Oh, you can.
Funnier Die. You either think it's funny or you vote that it dies. Funnier Try. It's like, wow, that was super funny. And they obviously tried very hard.
Of course.
I got to kill myself because I can't decide this.
Yeah, no.
Or
then
let
you
myself
die.
Live.
Yeah.
And write a
take it easy on myself.
Nasty letter to Funnier Try.
What I would want every time is funny, and they didn't even seem like they tried that hard.
Oh, yeah.
That's the sweet spot.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Oh, when people are so funny because they're just like over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do, tell me about all these, you did this movie?
Yes.
I don't like to talk about my accomplishments. I'm an actor, yeah, I act and stuff, but that doesn't define me.
Okay, what, is there other stuff in your life that you?
You know, I'm a philanthropist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I help people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's great.
Who are you helping these
I
days?
I just compliment people.
Yeah.
That helps.
Women.
I save my own money and do not. Yeah, I compliment women. I compliment men. I compliment everything that, you know what? I compliment things that don't deserve compliments because that puts a smile on people's face and they're going to be nicer to somebody. It's a pay it forward.
It's fake compliments. You're lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lie to people all the time. This is so fun, by the way. I'm loving this.
So what made you say that just now? Like what brought, like just, what was it that just, you know, the energy or something just like clicked it in? It's
I can't
not
tell you.
Okay.
I'm unleashed. Yeah. When I do a podcast, which I hope to do more of.
No, and we'd love to have
second
you.
Second I walk in the door, if I'm given the opportunity, I take the leash off and I just start barking.
We all the time end up giving references too. Like if somebody's not a great fit for our podcast, we'll send them on. We will absolutely recommend to like two or three other podcasts that we think they would work on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not a good fit. If there was I'm leading somewhere.
Okay.
If there was a podcast called Paul D. And a guy named Emerson who came in to try to do, let's say Ralph Waldo Emerson. Came in here, did your podcast, and wasn't good, but it was like, oh, he'd be better with the Paul D.
Never know where
so
these
Emerson
are.
Emerson was not good with this podcast, but Emerson fit to Paul D.
Okay.
That's it helps if you know there's a person named Emerson
Fittipaldi. Yeah.
I think he's a driver.
I figured there must be. He's a what?
A driver, like a indie car. I'm not sure. It's like a classic,
like slot cars.
I would guess it was like 70s, like during the Alancer years.
Do we introduce, like, and this is part of it too, just like getting along with, this is a family. Like please don't make that noise.
Please, Jordan.
What about the family?
This is a family. This show, like, this is a family.
This is my
and
family.
If you wanna, get along with me, that you gotta, like.
You gotta be in with the. Because when you ask, are my mom and dad alive? Yeah, they're right here.
Are you leading me into a Spice Girls song?
I don't think so.
If you
want
to be with him, Wolf.
Okay.
Gotta be with my friends.
And now this
my friends. I don't know the words.
No, yeah. It's a fake song. So.
You get to pick.
I just want to introduce, like, the other people that work on the show are extremely important to me. My podcast family is everything. This is Jordan, Engineer Jordan, who is now going by Engineer Duffy, which is her last name, because we are growing up here.
Jordan Duffy, we are adults.
Mm-hmm.
And they did another high five.
She does not have her JD. She does have a BA. And it's in vocal performance.
Okay.
Yes. So that is true.
I know you've been doing a lot of singing.
Yep.
Perhaps we create some space for Jordan to do some singing.
Yeah.
Jordan, do you want to sing a Spice Girls song about the Earwolf family?
Maybe.
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 Maybe later.
Yeah. Let me think of one.
Yeah. Take your time.
Yeah.
And this is Kevin.
Hey, Will. Chef Kevin here.
Hello. Did you by chance look up Emerson Fittipaldi?
Yeah, he's a Brazilian race car driver. He's 73 years old.
Nailed it.
Wow.
I did nail it.
Yeah. Mm.
So it all checks out. He was like big in the 70s then in that.
He's big in his 70s.
And probably
right now.
In the 80s as well. Yeah. No, he's big in the. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's in his 70s. By the way, 73. That's supposedly when I will die.
And that's according
73. I am going to get stabbed, according to the Ouija board.
Oh,
die of stab wounds.
And I saw you brought the Ouija board in.
Yes, I don't go anywhere with that.
Yeah, no, that was interesting when you set that up right away. And I mean, this isn't normally part of the show. Should we ask the Ouija board a question?
This is it's the first time we've ever had. I do want to say, like, just for like normal. Like speaking relationships with Kevin, yeah. When like you were introduced to each other, and then you said, "Did you look up that thing that I said earlier?"
Yeah,
which is like that is his job. It is his job to be doing that.
The only reason I asked was because I am when I talk, I basically am looking kind of in on him, and for some reason during the Emerson Fittipaldi, I saw him fidgeting a little bit, mm-hmm. And he does not look to be a major public masturbator. From first sight. So
not
I was like,
certainly not a major
I think he's
one.
Texting.
No, not anymore. Yeah. Not on this show. Yeah. That was, obviously, we endowed him with the persona of pervert, as we do almost mm-hmm. all of our male engineers or producers. But we've moved away from that with Kevin in particular.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Jordan looked up like, Jordan, do you want that?
I
want
to get back to her singing something.
Well, and she's had a little bit of time, and are you looking up lyrics?
Yeah, some down.
Oh, great.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want a karaoke track behind it, or you just want to roll?
Oh, my God. Sure. We could do a karaoke track.
Okay, and Will disappeared, and the freaking sound machine has arrived.
This is a great sound machine. Not the correct beat, but I guess I'll go with it.
What's the
time signature? It'll be Say You'll Be There by Spice Girls. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go off your Spice Girls
Say You'll
thing.
Be There. Jeez.
Yeah.
And what's that song? Not, to me. We're reaching past some of the obvious ones.
If you want to record a podcast, you should come to Earwolf. And if you like to do some improv and to listen to your own voice, then you should come to the Earwolf Studios, where you get a karaoke track from Will Forte. If you like to do the podcast, then you should come to Earwolf. That's all I got.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, this is a huge problem. Because now people will say, and now you have to follow through on this.
Mm.
You realize that?
Follow through on what?
You're saying to people, if they want to record a podcast, they should come to Earwolf Studio.
Sure.
No. Yeah. It's not just anyone who comes in here and does, you know, I know you look at the other jokers on this network. You think, oh, they must
you
be.
Know, must be anybody off
must
the street
be open 24 hours.
In.
They must have busted the locks on this door. Yeah.
What if she had, can I give some constructive criticism then?
Yeah.
if you had added in something like, if you want to do a podcast, just come interview like with Fall Time.
That's much
and
better.
And then everything else works because it's.
And it makes like, you feel bad that like here you, know, you are.
There's a process that you have to go through. You can't and, just walk in and
yeah. It know, makes it sound
piece of shit.
That's
you know?
So much yeah. better.
Makes it sound.
And
like
that's
it.
Why it's a huge problem for me also personally with Will making him go through this whole thing. And you're saying like anybody
with
just
Will,
come in and record.
Well,
with a, Will. With
your
the,
name
with
Will?
The short eye. Not yeah. Will. It sounded like you were. Saying like Moby Dick, a whale. Uh-huh. Not a fucking
and so
whale.
Your name, like.
I started swearing. Is it swearing yeah. allowed?
Dude. Yes.
Dude,
dude
honestly,
get, him, get
yes,
it out.
You have, we say
this
the
show,
most messed
go,
up stuff on
we
this
say
show.
Some of the really? Nerdiest.
Yes. We'll
we
get
go
so
yes. dark. We say the most.
And we'll like combine them in these ways that are like so like funny, but like.
It's Veep level
really
insanity
gross.
In
yes.
terms of like, yeah, we invent like new swears just for the show. And
it's
just
like,
get so gross.
Yeah, we do like yeah. the most creative cursing and we will just go
what's your,
off.
What's your bet? What's each of your favorites? Of combos.
Oh God.
Or whatever.
Mean,
whatever.
For me, it's like, oh, don't make me pick. Hayes, did you want to go?
My favorite was my favorite just like swear combo is probably fucking penises balls.
Yes. And mine's similar, and it's fucking pumpkin dick nuts. And that to me is like, it's so creative and it's so wild. And it is challenging language. We become so stale in the way that we not only communicate politely, but also in the way that we curse. Yeah. And by introducing these new creative curses, I'm actually growing the human brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk
do you want
about,
to do a
yeah,
crazy
do, yeah.
swear?
Or just like talk about this. So like this is sure, the kind yes. of conversation. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Dickie bird.
Yeah.
You, you can be louder. You don't have to be so
yeah,
quiet.
It doesn't have to be
it's
quiet.
It's a jerk-ass dickie bird.
Yeah.
Jerk-ass dickie bird.
Yeah. It can be really loud.
Go fly off, you fart. Fuck. Boob.
So this is like the way, like we like to have real conversations on this show. Yeah. Like this is, I forget if we're in the show or not, but like this is exactly like talking about language, yeah. talking about like expanding the human brain, like real stuff, like really getting into
well,
it.
Well, it's just like back to the stuff like,
yes.
you know, what's a cup versus, you know,
that exactly
back, dude. Back for the,
yes.
the first version of the Billy to Will story.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Like, what does any of it mean? Like, just
yes.
somebody arbitrarily made up some word, whoever
why
got
probably
the privilege
some white
of naming
man.
Stuff first.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is.
Probably.
Yeah.
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 And so we're like, okay, master, no.
Yes.
Well, like, you're talking about Adam, first of all. We know who it was.
Yes, exactly.
Adam and
he
Eve.
Named everything.
Adam was there.
The first
Adam
man
named a
said,
cup.
Oh,
so it's like,
thanks for the cup.
Oh, I guess we got
yeah.
grab me a cup, Abel. A cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Annoying.
But it could have been a cap. And then no. you could be taking cups off pens. And it's like a pen could be a pone.
That's totally, yes, it's totally arbitrary.
And
I
a
think
piece
what this
of paper
was...
could be a pooper.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a poop
and
probably.
And a pooper yeah. could be, yes.
Should probably change what a pooper
paper.
Is.
And a pooper could be, yeah, paper can, or, yeah.
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 Paper, you get, yeah, you'd, sure. You can just
you
switch know, them. That's paper's
hand,
available
you get,
now,
a,
so.
You get a pooper cut.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's sick to think about getting mm-hmm. a pooper cut.
Yeah. But it's also really,
you could get
really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
Sepsis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Hayes does.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Hollywood Handbook.
But it's actually important to have these conversations. I think about this with colors.
Mm-hmm.
You ever look at a color?
I don't see colors.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I don't either. No, that's what I was going to say. No, why is everyone seeing these? I was going to say that. No, you took what I was saying.
I just railroaded you away from what you were going to say.
No.
That actually is what he was going to say.
I read something today about somebody who...
Now this is real.
The question, it was something on Twitter, and it was like, add up like 89 and 27.
Okay.
And it said, how'd you do that?
Yeah.
And then there are a bunch of different ways that people do it. And mine was, take 80 and 20 and add them together and then
nine and seven.
But I got it fucking fast.
Yeah.
It was really good. But then other people, do the line them up over in their head and do that.
And they drop it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then somebody said that they think in colors, like they're the numbers were colored. It's weird. Different numbers have different colors. So,
I wouldn't
something
be able to
like
see
that.
That.
Have you ever heard
be able
of
to
that?
See that?
Yeah, that. I mean, I, sounds
does this,
like
is this kind of like how you guys like to talk about swearing and stuff?
It's closer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really close. It's all
like
around
aired extra dry.
How do you do?
Get a little closer.
Kevin, how do you add those?
Now don't be shy. You can get a little closer with Aired Extra Dry.
Wow. And isn't it? Yeah, oh, and what, you know what I'm thinking of is Big Red.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which maybe to me is Big Invisible.
So dead a little longer.
Yeah, longer, not closer.
Touch
but
a little
yeah.
longer.
But it is getting you closer when you're touching longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do the numbers?
I always keep my marbles with me. And then so I count out 89 marbles. And then I count 27 marbles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I should have just counted it as like one full thing. Because I'll get 89 and then I'll go 1, 2, 3. And I'll, dang it, I should have kept going.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you need?
Yeah.
This could change your life. Assemble the marbles into an abacus.
Okay. Something to hold them.
Just some.
I honestly do not care what it is at this point. Abacus, great.
Because you
a
are walking.
Ideal.
Right, he's walking right into a trap of somebody saying, "Kevin's lost his marbles."
That and he is. He has never lost them, but the like chasing them down the street
constantly.
And
just every time you ask him to do anything and he has to like very carefully like place his marbles down on the and he's sort of like, or he'll like put them in his shirt and then he's pulling his shirt up so high and he's kind of showing you his tummy in this way that's like, it doesn't feel good.
Do you know male cows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Male.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
This is going somewhere good. Mm-hmm. I could feel it.
Sometimes they're pristine. They look fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes, you know, maybe they'll get mud on them.
Yeah.
Or they'll be messy.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for saying this.
There is a possibility that somebody could throw paint on them. But I hate it when people marbles.
Hmm.
hate it when people marbles. We were talking about him marbles.
Yes.
Earlier.
Yes.
Mar.
And now that, okay. Yeah. The phrase, yeah, yeah. I hate it when people marbles. Doesn't
necessarily. When they marbles.
No.
But we had been talking about marbles very recently.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
I never, yeah.
Oh. Oh. Hey. Hey.
Oh, you got it?
It's raining really hard.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Your Olympic swimmer from Australian last name Thorpe.
Uh-huh. Torpedo. I would call him Torpedo.
But you know what I mean? Because he's going through the water so fast.
Okay. Yeah. But that's okay. But let's talk about that later.
Okay.
So it's raining super hard. And
are we really going to talk about it later?
Been,
is it just your thing? And then, okay, go ahead.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
So Ian Thorpe is at.
Did you want to save the first name?
First, we don't.
I was going to, but then it's like it doesn't matter. This fucking works.
This is so good. Yeah.
So it's raining super hard. Australian swimmer Thorpe. Maybe they'll forget by the end. Australian swimmer Thorpe is eating with a bunch of friends, and they're done. They pay their check.
Doesn't matter what he's eating.
Cats and dogs. It doesn't matter if they're eating kangaroo or something.
Okay,
he's Australian, and so they. It's like raining super hard. They get their check, and it's like you can't just walk. They don't have umbrellas because it was a sunny day when they first walked in.
Yeah,
so it's like they gotta run out to their vehicle.
Yeah,
so it's like Kardashian.
You know, I'm thinking with these, I'm realizing it's been under my nose all along. Yeah. Comedy Bang Bang.
I said that right away.
You did?
I said they would love to have.
That is the show.
Much bigger audience. And some of this, and some of the stuff that you've been doing
is like a perfect fit.
Did his name need to be Thorpe? Maybe we only needed his first name.
Okay.
You know, like what?
Okay.
Are you getting this too, Kevin? I'm texting Scott.
There was a singer, Nia Peoples, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. And maybe Ian had a crush on her, and he's trying to woo her. So he's like, he's got to do that before he can run out and get the car in the rain. So it's like, Kourtney Kardashian.
I'm concerned that
Kourtney,
like,
Kardashian.
So I guess one thing that I didn't say at first, and this is completely on us, this doesn't reflect on your interview at all, is we are not necessarily looking for a way to say Kourtney Kardashian. And it's not that we can't say it,
but that is not
the target necessarily for the episode, which if it was, Bill, I would be over the moon with a lot of what you've been bringing and way better than I would have done. But just to have it out there, we don't need to. Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to bring this all full circle.
Okay.
You got to go?
You have to go? Yeah.
Soon. Very soon.
Yeah. 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 And I understand.
Movie tonight. Yeah, I got to go soon.
Yeah.
But here, there is... Okay, what's your favorite denim? There's a great, you know, there are so many different people who love so many different brands of denim.
Yes.
But not everyone's like, oh, Levi's is the one for me. There's one... called Lee.
Yeah, sure.
And that brand of denim, there's one person who buys the most. He's like the king of that brand of denim. And he buys so much, but they gotta charge him. But he doesn't like to just pay on hand. So they give him a check. Yes, they bill the Lee Jean King. Billie Jean King.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes.
God, I was so sure it was going to be
These
Lena Denham.
Come to me, and they're always smooth.
Yeah, no, it is amazing. It is amazing.
No, it doesn't.
It's not
it
as
doesn't.
Smooth and classic. You're going to look back.
No,
on that
what
one.
You did, because I was putting it together and I was going, oh, I'm not that excited about where we're going, because I can see that it's that, like, you know, one day they offer it to him and he says, nah, and they go, wow, Lee, nah, Dunham. And I was like, this is not good.
That's, you know what? That's
it's
getting
not, this is, but it's not.
It's all about the backstory. It's all
no,
about
but I'm learning. But I'm learning from you.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's yeah. painting a picture.
It's not honestly, a construction we've ever done on the show before.
But you're creating
we
these
didn't
characters.
Talk about that this was something that we were going to do.
And the world building is admirable. Mm-hmm. And I think that, yes, you're a great fit. Then you're going to make some podcast really, really happy.
Thank you.
I just think you are going
to. It would be to keep you from Comedy Bang Bang. I just think
it's a disservice to everyone.
It would be selfish on our part.
Yeah. Do you tell me at the end here if I get to do it at some point? Or
I'm willing to tell you now that you won't be doing the show.
Okay.
And it's not. It's certainly not. Personal, and it's actually you're so good at what you do, and what you do is such a good fit somewhere else that it I'd be stealing from their audience by having you on this show.
Okay,
what we do on this show is very different, which is we talk about other podcasts, which we did do.
We did,
yeah. So, you were saying you had to see a movie.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
Which one?
Wouldn't you like to fucking know, you piece of shit? Go fuck. You are never going to know what movie I saw. I'm not going to tweet about it. I'm not going to even talk about it with the people that I go see it with, because I don't want you to ever know.
The big group.
I'll tell you what. I'm not even going to tell you what area of town.
Oh, wow. And not the size of the group
but
either.
It's out in Culver City, you piece of shit. Don't follow me out to Culver City, because that is where it is. Okay? Yeah.
God, I don't know which way's up
fucking
anymore.
Fucking Invisible Man, you piece of shit. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
See, I had you believe that I wasn't going to tell you, and you're like, fuck. And then I told you, and you're like, fuck.
And you know I don't got the stones to follow you to Invisible Man. Well, I feel like a real...
Do you want
to
come?
Knob nut. Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Could be fun. I'm supposed to do something with Hayes.
It's probably sold out.
I heard it's good.
Yeah,
really. I heard it's really good.
I hear it's very scary.
Yeah.
We
know the guy. We met the guy.
Oh yeah,
I was telling him before.
Yeah, we've met the guy.
We know the guy.
And somebody said, oh, if you've seen the trailer, which looks fucking rad.
Yeah.
They said, oh, there's so much stuff. That's so great. That's not in the trailer.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a bummer when
you go and the three best parts were in the trailer, and you just kind of, and you're sort of like waiting for like, oh, at least the trailer part's coming up at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
But yeah, I heard it's really good.
Yeah.
Well,
we do have someone else coming. I mean, like, I just got to say, we do have someone else.
They'll be great. And I wish you guys.
It's not like we do this with everyone, obviously. So it's like, we'll see if that one works.
If
they
that
don't
works
all,
out, you know, because it's not everyone does.
They don't.
As
all
long
work.
As I mean,
you're in great
like,
company. I mean,
hey,
Paul Bettany, you know.
Yeah, I got to. I got to work out a bunch of stuff. The Emerson Fittipaldi joke is there in my quiver now.
That one, yes, you can absolutely deploy.
Billie Jean King. Paul Bettany, the
Paul Bearer, yeah,
Paul Bearer,
yeah,
Marinade.
Yeah, you can use all the.
I got a small joke book.
Yeah, you use those are yours. Those are sometimes we will end up keeping them.
Well,
but
I didn't
like,
sign anything when I came in here.
Well, I mean, it's like it's not just a sign thing. Like it's all our content. Like it's all our equipment. Our my, you know. Like,
you didn't sign the table, did you?
What's that?
Did you sign the table? A lot of people sign the table.
Jesus. No, I didn't.
Yeah, Earwolf does own your ideas in perpetuity once you sign the table.
Do a funny one.
Wouldn't mind cracking up.
Is that you, Sean, right there?
Nah, I'm not.
No,
on
we're
this
not
one.
Signing this shit. You
oh, Jennifer Aniston. I signed right above Jennifer Aniston. I didn't even know it. She's wonderful.
Yeah.
She's
I have met her and she was cool.
Very cool.
So I know what you were trying to do.
What?
Come on, man. You didn't think I met Jennifer Aniston.
Well, okay. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm not going to be a part of whatever it is.
That and actually, that is what we are saying as well.
And with you, so if
oh, John
so
the, Daly's here. Here's John Daly signed here. Oh, right next to right.
Under, have not met.
And less frequently, there are a lot of John Daly's here, like seven John Daly's, and then there's one John Weekly.
Bye.
So it's a seven.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.